This has been an old song, you know, by the Western government. But what we need to understand is that, you know, these sanctions, as per Obama, he is coining them. What Zimbabwe is doing as a threat to the U.S. government. Now we wonder what kind of a threat is Zimbabwe, you know, posing to the United States of America. So for any, you know, reasonable Zimbabwean who knows what is going on in the political world, this is just, you know, a fussy, and it's the Western government's mentality to make sure they stop any African to think of, you know, possessing his, you know, wealth in form of resources. Because right now it's a sure case that the Western world, you know, see resources is being depleted every second. And it is only Africa which is still having, you know, quite a chunk of, you know, resources that makes the world go round. And Mugabe has set an example that, no, look, guys, let's take our resources for our own benefit. So to sum it up, that's the reason why these sanctions have been extended.
And Mr. Kutu, I think you can hear what Mr. Chirumanzu is saying. And taking into account that these sanctions are coming at a time when there is a report that was issued by the crisis group saying that, you know, Zimbabwe is not in a position where, you know, things are normal. So what is your reaction to the sanctions?
Gibbs, it is on record that President Robert Mugabe has always had an extremely low appetite for human rights observance. And it is almost 1 year since the journalist, cum human rights activist, Itai Zamara, was abducted by a suspected state security agent in Glenview on the 9th of March 2015. But we are surprised as the MDC that almost a year down the line, the ZANU-PF regime seems unfazed, indeed unbothered, about this sad event, the disappearance of Itai Zamara. In fact, they're pouring scorn repeatedly. Pouring scorn on his disappearance, and actually instead of sympathizing with his family, they are adding salt to injury and an injured wound. And this shows that with respect, we are dealing with a regime here that is callous, a regime that is very intolerant. On record that we are facing one of the worst droughts in living memory in this country, and we are receiving reports on a daily basis, Gibbs, throughout the length and breadth of Zimbabwe, that our political party supporters and also supporters of other opposition political parties are being denied by ZANU-PF politicians and ZANU-PF activists purely on partisan grounds. So with respect, although the MDC obviously is not in government, we do not dictate to the U.S. as regards their foreign policy, how they formulate it. But you are saying, yes, we agree with the U.S. assessment to the effect that the political situation in Zimbabwe is far from being stable, that there continues to be gross human rights violations and abuses, and that the ZANU-PF regime remains a rogue regime.
Do you agree with that, Mr. Chirumanzu?
The extension of this sanction has got nothing to do with all these so-called human rights violations and so forth. I think Zimbabwe has enough, you know, institutions to deal with the, you know, calamities of, you know, the nation. There are so many commissions that are involved in human rights violations and so forth, and no one in Zimbabwe would support the abduction of any single person for whatever reasons. And I think the government has even put, you know, an amount that anyone who knows what's going on in regard to the issue of Itai Zamara, he or she must report to the police, and then action will be, you know, taken accordingly. So on the issue of human rights, I think we can just let it go. But the issue is, Obama extended this extension, and I quote in brackets, Zimbabwe is causing and threat the human to the USA foreign policy. The question is, a little country like Zimbabwe, how can it be a threat to USA foreign policy? Full stop. And this has got nothing to do with what is happening in Zimbabwe. That is about its populations and so forth. If we talk of human rights, how many blacks are being shot, point blank, in USA government? And they have done nothing, completely nothing. And this is, you know, taking place day in
day
out. Could
I chip in there,
Gibbs? The word vagabond is an English word, meaning that there are so many people in USA that are sleeping under the bridges, and the USA government is doing nothing. So for them to come and shout loudly that, you know, in Zimbabwe there are so many, you know, human rights violations, it is nonsense of the house order. It is the USA government that is poking its nose in other countries. For example, how many wars wasted by the government.
Yes, just 1 second. Let's give him some few seconds. Yes.
So this is the issue. So it needs people who are mature to understand what is going on in the political world. The issue here, gentlemen, is the West, including USA government's resources for their economies to tick are depleting on daily basis.
And it is only in
Africa where we have these resources. And Mugabe is the only president who has shown Africa that, look, guys, time is over. We need to start guarding, you know, our resources. For example, how do you explain the situation that in Nigeria?
Gibbs,
you know,
I think I should come in and try to explain some of the discussions.
Yes, Mr. Churumanzu, let's get in, Mr. Kudu. He's itching to say something here. Go ahead, Mr. Kudu.
No, but look, then Gibbs, when he was, you know, when you gave him, you know,
no, Mr. Churumanzu, I think you've gone on and on. This is supposed to be a debate. Give me an opportunity to answer.
Go ahead, Mr. Kudu. We could get back to Mr. Churumanzu.
It is on record that the ZANU-PF regime, funded by President Robert Mugabe, is a de facto pariah state.